how excited I am to share these God moments with you, and may heaven shine upon you and give you peace, power, and blessings. Listen, just a couple of things. We are enduring and going through a coat drive right now. The men of our ministry are preparing to load up our pickup trucks and head downtown in the next couple of days to put coats on men and women while this Atlanta cold snap is on its way. So listen, if you have some coats that you can donate to this cause, it would be a blessing. You're saying, well, I don't have any coats. Well, you can go to the Goodwill and get a gently used coat that would be a blessing to somebody. I want you to call my church office and make arrangements to get those coats there. That's right. Make that extra effort to be a blessing to somebody. While you're walking to your car and to the train and you're shivering because it's cold, I want you to remember those who just do not have the means to properly take care of themselves this winter. So join with us, Center of Hope. The Brotherhood is doing this. If I have any men that want to go out with the men and help distribute coats on those days, we would love to have you. That's what real men do. We look out for real men. I'm going to be in the streets because I'm from those streets, and I want to make sure that I wrap a coat around a brother and tell him that I love him, pray for him, and wish him well during this season. Give him some food. That's what I want to do. So you're welcome to join in with us. Call my office, 770-807-HOPE, 770-807-HOPE, and help us be a blessing to someone else. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty. God, I thank you for this day, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. You are great to us, God. You're better to us than we could be to ourselves, and we thank you. God, I thank you for this, my family, on these phone lines and on the live stream. God, I pray that you would keep us connected, God, and I pray that you would continue to give me fresh bread to serve here in the morning. I pray that you would continue to give me vitamins that would empower your people through the day. And for this, I will bless you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Listen, I shared something on Sunday, and I invite you to go to our website and check out the actual service. It was incredible. I'm in a series now called The Faith to Forgive. We've got about four more Sundays before the new year, 2017, and everybody's about to make all of these New Year resolutions, these New Year lies, New Year's resolution. But here's what I believe. There will be no new year for me if there's not a new me. There'll be no new year for you if there's not a new you. I'm working hard on Dallas right now to make sure that I get into 2016, but do not smell like the drama from 2017. Let me reverse that. I want to get into 2017 and not smell like the drama, the headaches, the heartaches that I've had in 2016. And for that, it's going to take some work, some personal work. So for this week, we're not going to be working on anybody else. We're going to be working on ourselves. And I jumped into a series that I may have taught before online, but it's so needed for me, and I pray that you get something out of it. We're going to talk about the faith to forgive. The faith to forgive. It's time for us to move forward and release some drama that we may have been holding on for quite some time. Let me share with you what I understand about forgiveness. And I'm the first one to admit I have had some problems forgiving other people, especially when they've done me wrong. Unforgiveness is not biblical, it's not spiritual, and it's definitely not profitable for you, the believer. It does nothing for you. Those of you who have been like me, angry at people who are no longer even in your lives, since they've messed you up, they went and messed up so many other lives, they're not even thinking about you, and we're still holding on to that drama. I have a question for you, the same one I had to look in the mirror and ask myself. How's that working for you? Is it benefiting you? But what happens, it's so easy to stay in that unforgiving zone because there you can really convince yourself that you're doing something, and you even set up plans in the future to get somebody to, I can't wait till I see them. I can't wait till I walk up on them. I'm going to let them know how I really feel. It's time for believers to get over it. We get off on holding a grudge and staying in this. It's kind of like a pig wallowing in the mud. You eat there, you sleep there, you mess there, and then you end up laying there. If we're going to move forward, we have to learn how to let it go. and move forward. We're going to get rid of generational drama. Generational drama is you don't like somebody because your mom and daddy didn't like them. That will have nothing to do with you. You don't like somebody because your friends don't like them. It's time for us to become who God has called us to be, and unforgiveness, I'm going to show you in Scripture, will hold you back. In 2017, people are going to think you're absolutely crazy. Why? Because you're going to be able to love people that everybody around you know that person can't stand you. They were talking about you before you walked in the room, and you still give them love. Why? Because you know who you are, and you know whose you are, and what they say does not matter. Antidote, how do we get to this point here? I did some research. The antidote for snake bites is you literally have to take some of the snake venom and put it in the medicine, inject it into the person affected, and just let it sit there until the body builds up resistance toward it. Some of the things that you have gone through have been God preparing you for your next level. You let people talk about you, get on your nerves, and let it sit there so you can build up a resistance to all of the drama. We are too old now to start folding up and fighting and chasing after people because they're talking about us. I made this allusion on Sunday, and it just blessed me. Why are we so frustrated about people talking about us? Talking about your children. Your child got a big head. Guess what? Yeah, it's true. Your child may have a big head. Why? Because you got a big head. Your mama and daddy got a big head. But guess what? That don't change your life. Ignore people who have nothing better to do than simply try to attack you. It also lets you know that God's hand is upon your life. Let me give you some word. Colossians 3:13 says this, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against you, even as Christ forgave you, you also must forgive them. There's a mandate upon our life to forgive. We must bear with one another. This word in the Greek, bear, literally means we need to endure and put up with some things. That's right. As believers, you need to endure and put up with some things. But family, sometimes you need to put distance between you and people who are constantly creating drama. There are some things you're just going to have to deal with. As a believer, every fight is not for you. You've got to deal with it. The text says bearing those things, but you also must be forgiving. You must be able to release it and charge it to the Spirit and allow God to make up the difference. If you're going to move into 2017 with a cleaner you, a better you, we're going to have to come out of the unforgiveness zone and understand that it is our responsibility to forgive, to forget, and move on. This is something that we must do if we're going to be successful. So, family, I'm sharing with you some things that I'm going through. Man, I've got some folks that have hurt me bad. But guess what? I can't move forward until I release them. There's a real good reason why you have a small rearview mirror and a large front windshield, because the things you leave behind stand a small chance of hurting you, but it's the things that are in front of you that it caused fatal accidents. I refuse to miss what's in front of me because I'm looking behind for those who have been talking about me. So, family, I want to share this with you all this week. Tell your friends, repost this video. This week, we're going to work on the faith to forgive. Some of you are going to be healed this week. Some of you are going to be able to move forward from things that you've been holding on for years. The faith to forgive. Let me pray with you right now. Father, I thank you. For you are awesome and you are mighty, God, and I thank you for those who are driving in cars or at home or at work who are remembering some of the hurts, pains, and scars that they have suffered at the hands of others. God, I pray that even as I pray, God, you begin to heal and deliver and give us all the faith to forgive. God, we're going to release this. We're going to charge it to you because, God, you know everything. You know all about us, and you can protect us far greater than we can. So, God, we release it now. We thank you for the experience. It's strengthening us as believers. It's getting us ready for the next level, because if people are talking about us where we are now, just wait until you begin to elevate us. God, our names will be across the internet. It'll be in newspapers simply because you're raising us up. So, God, this is our training ground. So, God, give us peace where we are. But, God, most of all, give us the authority and the power and the faith to release and forgive. And for this, God, we will bless you and we will give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Listen, family, I'm praying for you. This is going to be a challenging week for us. I want you to invite somebody. Most of all, I want you to repost this video as we share with the world how we're activating the faith to forgive. I love you much. I'll be lifting you up today, and I need you to do the same for me. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I send her a hope. I love y'all much. I love y'all to life. Family, repost this video. All right? We'll talk to you soon. Peace.